episode 36 of...
We're running out of fucking voices. It's Brutal Battle.
Yeah. I mean, really, told it straight. Kyle just said it straight. Yes,
we're running out of voices. Voice act over here, gonna throw you a bunch of voices, because I'm a freaking... Am I here to amuse you? Am I here for your amusement over here? Dance, monkey, dance! Bam, bam!
Well, while you're doing voices, do Willem Dafoe from Boondock Saints. Do it again. The Joey Bevo. So, Rebecca loves it, too.
I can't do it.
You can totally do it.
No.
Oh,
no.
God.
Maybe next time.
Okay, or later in the episode.
Joey Bevo sent me over.
Yes. Yes, I love it. Oh, that's so ridiculous.
No, I love it when she kisses, when he kisses him, and then, like, the lip, the bottom
the lips
lip
are coming
suck.
Off. Yeah.
Oh.
Ugh.
Joey Bevo sent me over.
Great movie. Yeah. But anyway, we are back. Last episode was epic.
Yep.
Racer 5 still up top.
I liked every single beer we had. I liked them all. Little something something, Racer 5, Morning Wood.
Morning Glory.
Good.
Yeah,
Glory Hole, Morning Wood, whatever it was called.
It was all good. It was a great episode. And that was a great episode to follow up the episode prior to that. With the Wisteria Wheat and the Morning Glory.
We've been knocking them out. I mean, we are the best podcasters ever.
We're amazing.
God, we're good.
Nobody can touch this. Like MC Hammer style, you know?
Too bad everyone hates us. Can't touch this.
In case people have forgotten, this is the final episode of the Beer Knife Fight. The final beer will be tasted.
Yep.
It is Kyle Norman's last beer. Then we're going to do the calculation, and we will name a winner. But I believe I'm going to do this on the fly. I might say this episode who the winner is, and I might just wait until the next episode to do the calculations and give you the info.
I'm going to purposely give this one a 0.
Don't.
0.5, just so I can win.
I trust that you will do the right
Victory
thing.
Victory is mine.
I trust you'll do the right thing. All right, so anyway... We got to do the hop knowledge. We're continuing on with this.
What? Did you hear that?
What?
Did you hear that?
I can't hear it. It sounds like...
Someone's dropping some hop knowledge.
Oh, yeah. What? All right. Sounds a lot like citrusy goodness.
Oh, God.
So the hop this time around is the...
Aardvark.
No, it is an A, though. It is the Apollo hop.
Apollo.
Yes.
Wow.
Also from the United States. The last one was from the United States. This one is as well. The Apollo hop is described as citrusy, in parentheses, orange or nectarine.
Ooh, nectarine, that's interesting.
Resinous and also a bit spicy.
Spicy.
So that is an interesting
nectarine,
one.
Spicy? This one sounds intriguing.
Yes. And the
tell me more.
The examples I have, beers that have it brewed with it, with the Apollo hop. That was a train
beers
ride.
That have it brewed with hop good.
Good was beer, good, yes, hops.
Yeah.
Otter Creek's Imperial IPA apparently is brewed with Apollo hops, as is Trogues Brewing Company's Imperial IPA, which that's not like a staple beer. I assume that was one of their scratch beers that they had come out.
Scratch.
So that is what I have. I will, for the future, warn people that there are a few hops where I have no example beers or just one or something, because some of them are a little tough to find information about online, such as the next one that we're going to end up doing for the next episode.
Spoil it.
I'll
Don't
tell you right
spoil
now.
It.
No, I won't. But that one's a little on the rough side. So right now we're getting to my favorite time of year, but we're getting to my least favorite time of the year, beer-wise.
It's my favorite time of the year because football starts.
Football's starting up. For me, hockey is about to start up pretty soon.
Hockey, I'm
fall,
like hockey
the
too.
Fall is coming. I love fall weather. I'm only going to have to
fall.
Mow my lawn once every other week instead of every damn week.
Yeah, I love it where it's still warm outside, but there's football on, and then the leaves start changing and everything looks freaking awesome for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I love it. I love going on those long country drives where you just watch the leaves and it's awesome. And me and my buddies do a camping trip every October-ish up to Ricketts Glen in PA, and we go hiking on all the waterfalls and it's amazing. And if you didn't hate camping, you'd go.
See, Kyle hates technology, like Twitter and websites and stuff like that.
I hate technology. I play video games all day.
Well, you hate Twitter. You won't do it.
I do hate Twitter. Yeah. I don't like social media all that much.
That's fun.
That's why I like taking my brother camping, because there's no service up there, and you just see him freak out because he can't be on his phone every minute of every day.
Yeah.
I don't even know where my phone is half the time. I don't care.
That's good to be able to disconnect like that from the technology.
Well, it's not that. It's that I have no friends.
Oh, yeah.
So my phone doesn't... It's just a little calling magic pocket box. That's about all it does.
That's right.
And it shows me porn every now and again.
I bet it does. The thing that I hate about this time of year, though, is the beer styles that are coming out.
Oktoberfests?
The Oktoberfest beers, which are Marzen styles and pumpkin beers. Those are probably two of the worst styles of beers, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm hard-pressed, I can drink, like, a Marzen style Oktoberfest, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be begrudgingly. I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'll drink that. I'll just be like, ugh, God. All you have is Bud and Miller and Coors. Okay, fine.
The weird thing for me is I love pumpkin. I love that flavor. It's one of my favorite flavors in the world of the cuisine, in the culinary world. But, yeah, pumpkin ales, pumpkin beers, usually I do not care for. There's once in a blue moon I like one, but, yeah, I'm with you. In general, they're pretty terrible. And every brewer feels like they have to do one.
Yeah.
And 95% of them fail miserably. They're horrible.
Yeah. And something that I've kind of picked up on as well, and I know a lot of other people have said something about this, a lot of those pumpkin beers have just the dumbest names.
Yes.
As do the Oktoberfest and Marzen-style beers. Like, there's nothing new to it. It'll just be like, this brewing company presents its Oktoberfest beer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our Oktoberfest, and they just call it some sort of Oktoberfest. Same thing with, like, pumpkin. It's either called, like, the Great Pumpkin, or Smashed Pumpkin, or this pumpkin, or that. Like, come up with something kind of interesting, please.
I like Pumpkin. I thought that was kind of witty.
That is clever, and King, that was kind of...
That was pretty cool.
That was one of the more clever ones earlier
on. If it was
on.
Terrible, it wouldn't, you know. But it's right. That's one of the better pumpkin beers.
Yeah.
I think.
Right. I will say
it's still not
this,
great,
though,
but in terms of pumpkin, it's not. It's
I will say they're the brewery Elysian. I believe they're out of somewhere in Oregon, Washington, somewhere like that.
Elysian, yeah.
Elysian Brewing. They make numerous pumpkin beers each season.
Wow.
And they do different names. Not everything says pumpkin in it. I think they have one that's called, like, the Great Pumpkin or something like that. But then they have other ones. There's one that's, like, Night Owl, and one's Dark O' the Moon.
Night Owl.
Which Dark O' the Moon is a pumpkin stout.
I think I've...
So that's very different.
Had that, I think.
I've had it before.
Sounds very familiar.
And honestly, as far as... Well, because I don't like beers with pumpkin or pumpkin flavoring or anything like that. But I will say that I did think that Dark O' the Moon was pretty decent. Oh, yes. There is the final knife fight beer.
No. Well, I wasn't.
I get what you were getting at. No. That's secret.
Hush,
hush. There's
we
a secret.
We have plans, but we shall not divulge them.
We'll just
yet.
Give this little teaser. There are plans in the future, something related to pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's all you're getting.
We're going to carve jack-o'-lanterns.
live jack-o'-lantern carve. It'll be just like Martha Stewart. It'll be like, then you want to cut out the little nose hole. Then you want to cut some jaggedy teeth.
It's this tiniest little stink hole.
In the back of the pumpkin where you can just get all the guts out. All right, well, but we should move on.
Hi, Walter!
Okay. Let's refocus.
Focus.
Hi, Walter!
The final knife fight beers in front of us. The final entry from Kyle Norman that will, you know, we don't know how much sway this is going to have, but, you know, a little something-something did pretty decent. Just to remind everyone, a little something-something had gotten a 5, a 4, and a 6.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
One of my favorite beers, and I gave it the lowest rating out of the three
of
us. So.
I gave it a 5, Rebecca gave it a 6, and Kyle gave it a 4.
One of my favorite beers, and I was like, nah, I don't like this as much as you guys.
I think this is some sort of reverse psychology.
It is, I'm secretly trying to replace myself with
Kyle. Well played, Kyle. Well played. All right, well, let's look at this. The final Knife Fight beer, it is obviously a dark beer.
Dark.
It's severely dark.
Not translucent whatsoever.
It's got tan head to it.
And it looks like really darkly brewed coffee. It has a little bit of red, amber kind of tones to the outside edge, to the color.
Correct.
But yeah, tan head, very thin head, not foamy, not thick, no lacing really whatsoever.
You got it.
Yep.
What's the scent like?
I don't know. Let's do our cover, spin, and sniff.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting chocolatey.
Oh, man. It smells good.
A little lactosey?
Yeah, a little lactaid, lactose.
Lactaid.
Lactaid? Isn't that some sort of, like, drug or something?
No, lactaid is for people who are lactose intolerant.
Oh, there you go. Well, that makes sense. Or people who are trying to lactate.
Or that. Wow, it's got a very rich, like, coffee ground a little bit.
There's a little
coffee grounds, just a little bit.
I get a slight fruitiness to the nose. I feel like I get like a, I don't know.
Yeah, I see that.
I'm trying to decide what that is. Am I totally off base? I feel like I get really weird, but I feel like I get a slight peach scent.
Yeah, peach.
On it.
I was going to say like,
it's really weird.
Maybe like syrupy sweetness from like the canned fruit cocktail or something like that. Like that, it's got fruity, but you know, it's syrupy. Yeah. It's kind of synthetic.
Yeah. It's kind of weird for a stout. It's kind of throwing me off.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in like a maraschino cherry, like kind of scented a little bit.
It's some sort of weird. Yeah.
It smells good though. I like it. I'm really amped to try this, and I'm sad that it's not mine.
Well, I'm going to try it out here. Let's see what we got.
Ooh, wow. It tastes like a milk stout.
Yeah.
Like a chocolate milk stout.
But it's all...
Are there chocolate milk stouts?
Yeah. There are chocolate milk stouts. Makes a chocolate milk? There are a few breweries that make chocolate milk stouts.
This is really good. It's got a little bit of a... tobacco in the taste, a little bit.
There's that fruitiness we were getting in the scent. There's a little bit of like that fruity tang to the finish on my tongue.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
It's got a little sweet end to it. Yep. I even get coffee, a lot more coffee in the flavor than in the nose.
Yeah, definitely.
It's got that bitter, thin, like.
And the more sips I take, the more coffee I'm getting out of it.
This is like, this is up there with Morning Glory. We just had Morning Glory.
This is a good stout.
It is
good.
Damn good stout. All right, you win, Kyle Mulray.
Are you just conceding like that?
I'm going to give this one a good score because I really like it. And I gave my last two beers that I supposedly liked, crappy scores.
I will say it is a nice beer, but that tang at the end is kind of a little...
It finishes a little tinny.
Yeah.
A little tinny, a little
And maybe
metallic.
That's part of where that tang is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of throwing me off. Other than that, I like it.
I like this a lot. I'm giving this a very good score.
Okay, well.
I'm giving this a very good score.
Let us not delay. Do you want to go first on scoring it, then?
I'm going to give it a 6. I was thinking 7, but I'm going to give it a 6 just because the tinniness on the end, I think, is a problem. And also, I think, like, it has kind of a syrupy finish to it.
Right.
And I think that would kind of wear on you after, cause some palate fatigue. Like if you had a whole glass of this, you probably would switch to something else afterwards. You know what I mean?
It is good, but it is also confusing me with that kind of fruity finish with the, I don't know. The
I like that.
Weird.
It's different.
I'm going to put a 4 on it for that reason, which is still not terrible, but, you know. And then Rebecca gives it a 7. I could put a 7.
It has a little bit of alcohol burn to it, too.
Yeah, but it's not crazy, which, when we reveal it, it'll be interesting to see what the, we're about to reveal it anyway.
This is
so
good. Props, we'll
see
man.
What the ABV
this is
like.
Great.
Oh, it's in a 22. And here we have. It is Big Black Voodoo Daddy, is what it's called. It is by Voodoo Brewing Company. If you remember, he gave us another one from Voodoo. That was the Four Seasons IPA.
Mm-hmm.
We had a few episodes ago. Let me see what the ABV on it is. It is a stout, obviously. It doesn't say any particular type of stout, but it just says stout. I don't see an ABV on it. And come to think of it, there was no ABV on that Four Seasons IPA either, so.
Well, fill the airspace and I will resort to the Google sphere.
Okay, go ahead. I was actually thinking of reading this anyway. Oh no, I'm sorry, I have it. There it is. It was kind of hidden. Do you want to guess what the ABV is?
I'm going to say like 10.
You're going to like crap your pants. 12.5.
Okay, I was going to... You were making me think... Like, you were making me go lower. I was going to say 11 initially, but you were looking at me like, no, no! So I didn't.
I'm a little surprised by the IBUs in this.
12.5, it says on Beer Advocate.
Yeah, 12.5, that's crazy. The IBUs in it are 65.
Beer Advocate gave it a 94. That's insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, I agree. I like it a lot.
It is good.
Rebecca's down here is just about to grab that bottle and run.
Well, I want to put it back in the fridge.
It's no.
Since we are
fill
doing
it up again.
Since we're still doing the hop knowledge thing, I'll just tell you what hops are in it because it's put right here on the bottle. Chinook, Northern Brewer, and Cascade hops are in that.
This is an excellent beer.
12.5.
I do not get that at all.
No, that is unbelievably well masked. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. I think to date, that is the best masking of a high ABV that I've ever had.
Ever?
Ever. Well, okay,
wait. Coming from the man who's had 1,000 beers.
Yes. The only one I could say is maybe better was the Duclos Colossus. That's 21%.
Yeah.
And I think that it masks that very well. But this would be a close second because
this
does not taste like 12.5.
I'm finishing my sample as we speak.
That's unreal. This is kind of one of those beers that people really need to be careful with.
Yes.
Because you can drink a lot and it sneak up on you.
Speaking of which, I'm
going to
fill my glass up again.
You'd be like, drug. Yeah, you can have more if you want.
Nah, I'll hold off.
All right. Maybe after.
Daddy's trying to get not to get sloppy.
Yeah.
This isn't something we can get around here. Is that correct?
No. Not that I know. It's from Pennsylvania, and I've never seen it around here. From Meadville, Pennsylvania.
Meadville.
So maybe you can get it somewhere.
Well done, Kyle Norman.
Yeah, Kyle Norman, man.
Seems like I'm sinking my own ship here, because I'm giving all my beers crappy scores and giving all his beers good scores. Hey, man, it is what it is. Good beers, good beer.
Well, I can go ahead and do the calculations on this.
Go for it.
Come out with everything for everyone. If you want to... Go ahead and entertain everyone. Go ahead and talk about some beers that you had recently.
Hey,
really
I'm
good.
Entertaining everyone. Ta-ta-ta-ta.
And just so everyone knows, Kyle just keeps looking at the bottle of this big
I'm
black
just,
booty
no,
daddy.
I'm drink more.
Oh, so Rebecca's now taking upstairs because she wants more.
Can you fill me up a little?
Oh.
Do you want me to top you off?
He wants a skosh more.
Give me 2 fingers. I want 2 fingers.
2 fingers worth of that. He wants a skosh. Just a skosh.
I want to. There you go. Right there now, son. That's all right, boy.
I'll take a little bit of that. 2 fingers of black malt. What are you doing? You're calculating up the finale for the beer knife fight?
Yeah.
That's crazy time right there.
So why don't you talk about a beer you've had recently, and then I'll pipe in when I get it done.
I haven't really been drinking beer lately, honestly.
What? Why?
I haven't really been drinking... Okay.
Prior to
two
this
weeks
was
ago,
the last one, the Ruin 10?
2 weeks ago... I got drunk 3 times in 1 week. And I don't get drunk very often, period, let alone multiple times in 1 week. It was a Saturday night. I made a little whiskey drink to play video games with, and next thing I knew, I could barely read the screen. And then the next day, I got together with my 2 best buds, and I brought some of that with me to share with them, and we all had that on top of the beers they had. And, you know, we partied it up because they're my best buds from years ago. And then I went to an Orioles game with my dad and all his friends, and they're all borderline alcoholics, so that was just a train wreck waiting to happen. God, that was hilarious.
Way to out them on the podcast.
That was just, no, they're good people. They just like to have fun. No harm. But yeah, so after that I was like, I was hungover all day the next day at work. I was like, okay, need to take a little break. So, man, I really haven't been drinking all that much at all. That's probably why I'm sitting here babbling like an idiot after, you know, a couple half beers, because I haven't drank in a while.
Well, the one's 12.5%.
Yeah.
You really can't tell.
The other one was 9.
Well, the results are in.
Oh.
Here we have, I will announce who the winner for the beer knife fight is.
I'll assume I lost, but we'll see.
One of the Kyles scored a 4.58 overall. That's the average.
Oh,
average of the of all the beers.
Okay.
4.58. The other Kyle scored 4.67.
Wow.
So it is
very
extremely close. 0.09 difference. That's close.
Pretty, I think we should call it a tie.
I mean, that's basically a wash in a sense, but mm-hmm. Kyle Norman got the 4.67. So
more power to him.
Technically, Kyle Norman, you have won the beer knife fight. What I'd like you to do now is send me an email at brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com with your acceptance speech as the winner of the beer knife fight. And we can go ahead and read that. Whenever you get it into us, we can read it on an episode coming up.
I think it's funny that, you know, he made this big caveat that, oh, if Kyle Harris wins, you know, I want a rematch because these weren't my favorite beers and I didn't understand it. Like, I wonder if his favorite beers would have fared better or worse.
Yeah, and it's kind
of
hard to know.
And I also gave Rebecca a list of 9 or 10 of my favorite beers. So if he wants to do it again, I want a rematch. How about that?
Okay. I can throw that out to him and see if maybe he wants to give us a list of his favorite.
Yeah.
And we can go and get those, whatever ones we can get. So
I think 6 or 7 beers that I gave her a list of that, you know, all she right. hasn't tried.
But that concludes the first ever beer knife fight. I think it was a fun time.
I got stabbed. I'm bleeding out. I'm at -8 hit points, and I'm bleeding out, and I failed my... I failed to stabilize.
This is all Pathfinder talk. It's
yeah,
so nerdy.
Sorry, works.
I would say, though, it was so close that it would basically be like in a gladiatorial fight.
Yeah.
That basically you guys would have just, you know, you would have
stabbed
yielded.
Each other. Oh,
you know, you guys both would have been pretty
see.
Bleeding, but you would you
see,
were
I
the one
more
on the
Mormon.
Ground.
I think we like both stabbed each other simultaneously. We're both like, we're both bleeding out.
But you just died first.
Yes,
okay,
I died seconds before he did.
Got it.
But we both died.
Well, that was the first beer knife fight ever, and I think it was pretty successful. If anyone out there wants to engage in a beer knife fight, on
I
want to
see someone. Someone, okay. Here's a call.
Okay.
Someone that loves hoppy beers that wants to challenge Carlin.
Oh, okay.
Because I like, you know, I like stouts and all that. I like darker,
mm-hmm.
you know. So someone who likes really hoppy beers, give us a list of your 10 favorite hoppy beers. We'll take Carlin's 10, and we'll have that as the next beer knife fight. How about
and
that?
And you would be the main judge.
I would be the main
okay.
judge. That would
I,
be interesting.
I would be down with that. So
come on, listeners. Someone's got to give us a list.
So we could do that. I'll also throw this out there. We could have, honestly, you can challenge whoever. How about if people want to, they can challenge Kyle Norman to a beer knife fight as well, and we can do it on the show. Because he's the current winner of the beer knife fight.
Uh-huh.
So maybe someone else can come along and see who the super fan is.
I think someone should challenge you, though. I like that. Because I like,
hey,
I'm going to see you
that.
Put on the hot seat a little bit.
Okay.
Because I really, you
I'm
know,
down.
I basically fell on my own sword a couple times there because I gave my own beers shitty ratings.
Hey,
so
I could do it. I welcome
happen.
It. Anybody interested, send an email to brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com.
Sean Creel.
We'll make this happen. Sean would be tough.
Sean
Creel from Brewkeep.
Yes.
He'd be tough.
I want to see his.
I'd go head to head with him. That's
top
fun.
10 beers versus your top 10.
I get
beers.
Stabby with Sean.
Get stabby.
Get stabby with him.
Can't take my Chris knife, though, because it's all curvy and stabby.
All right, well, the mystery beers are now in front of us.
Yes, they
so
are.
So let's jump into that portion.
They look terrible.
They look, yeah, the coloration,
very
I don't know what to think.
Pale.
A is very yellow.
Pale, straw, yellow. Looks like someone urinated in a glass and
yes.
gave it to
it
us.
Looks like a tad bit cloudy urine.
Yes.
Cloudy.
Looks like
man.
Someone needs to hydrate.
I mean, it kind of looks almost a little apple juicy.
Yeah.
But like
yeah,
light, the lightest color
yes.
of apple juice. In my
watered
opinion.
Down apple juice. Maybe.
Yeah. That color's terrible.
Oh, God, the smell.
What's ooh.
Honey.
I get a little Cheerios in there.
Honey, honey, the hay, you know, the grain.
Ooh, God.
But the honey really jumped out at me.
We had such a good run of, like, good tasting episodes.
What is this?
This is just...
I'm going to... After this... after we're done recording, I'm going to go punch your wife.
Oh, God.
What is this crap?
It's got that assy finish on the scent.
It smells like a janitor's mop water.
It's got a lemony note to it.
Yeah, there's some coriander in there a little bit.
Leads
lemon,
me to believe this is probably
here.
Like a Belgian wheat style.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
American wheat style. Wheat.
I just hope it's not a Pilsner. God, if it's a Pilsner, I'm going to kill myself.
It's, God, it just doesn't smell good.
No.
Well, let's get it over with. Let's try this one.
There we
go.
Oh, God.
At
it
first,
went from like, yeah.
The funny thing is, at first taste, Kyle's face looked
yes,
kind of pleasantly surprised, and
yes,
then it quickly
it
faded
just,
to, oh, God.
I transformed. I was like, eh, well.
Oh,
if
yeah,
that, you know, change in tone, it's like, eh. Ugh.
Well,
yeah,
hold on. Hear me out on this. I don't really like it,
no,
but I will say this. We were just drinking a very good stout.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to adjust your palate. The beginning flavor is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like your face showed.
It drops off.
It's got like a
super quick, though,
kind of a nice lemony
yeah,
note in the beginning.
I like the fine carbonation. Super fine
mm-hmm,
carbonation. Really, I like that. The champagne kind of carbonation. In a light beer, I think that's commendable.
Yeah, but then it really, like you said, it drops off so fast. And it's just
yeah,
really water. It's water
yeah,
in the finish.
Water.
Which would lead me to believe, I don't know.
I think
is
it's
Bud
a Pilsner,
Light Lime?
Pilsner.
Is this Bud Light Lime?
No.
I've not had Bud Light Lime, but I just have the sneaking suspicion it is, and it's not.
I don't know what Bud Light Lime tastes like. This might be Bud Light Lime.
Me neither.
I don't know.
This isn't good.
It's crap. I don't want to talk about this beer anymore. I'm done with A.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to tell you what it tastes like, because it sucks.
Yeah, it's...
Screw A.
It's like it's nothing.
When we reveal that beer, I'm going to take the bottle and go outside and smash it on the ground.
When
see
it comes
like
to
that,
terrible beers,
see how you like that.
There are worse beers than that one.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't even count it.
White IPA.
Okay, so B, the coloration, it's orange.
Orange.
It's a little hazy.
Hazy or orange haze is what this beer is called.
Got a little orange haze coming
got
your
a little
way.
Orange haze, brother.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, you're
yeah,
sniffing.
Sorry.
That's fine. Go ahead. There's a floral.
Talk about apricot.
Oh, God, yeah. Apricot like crazy on that.
Ooh, man.
Very apricot-y.
That's really interesting.
It's like dried
no,
apricots
yeah,
to me. Not just apricot, but dry.
I get the pithy. I get peach. I get apricot. I
yeah,
get all those pithy, like.
You're hitting it.
Yeah.
You're hitting it right on the head. That's
yeah,
exactly what I'm smelling.
Yep.
Interesting. Don't smell bad, though.
No, not at all.
And I get a little bit, you know, I get some hop presence.
I even
nose,
get a little bit of, like, pumpkin slash butternut squash, kind of that that sweet, rounded flavor that you get from squash. I don't know. How do you describe a squash flavor? Or
I don't know.
Aroma. I don't even know how to describe that.
I agree with that assessment, though. It does have that kind of scent.
This is interesting. I have a feeling the taste isn't going to live up to this nose, but we'll see.
All right, well, let's try it.
It's going to be an A. That's all I can say.
It does beat A, I will say that off the bat, because it actually has a mouth feel to it.
Yeah, it's a little syrupy. It's floral, which kind of surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some hops. It's a little watery on the end.
It's
a little
awful,
watery. It's not awful, but it's not good. If this were up against most other beers, it would lose. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up against, it pretty much cannot lose, because A is terrible.
Are you feeling like the astringency is a little astringent?
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Ugh. I'm going to be interested to see what the ABV on this is
wow,
because I don't think it's taste appropriate.
The body's lacking, like I said. It finishes semi-okay. I mean, it leaves you with a little bitterness, but otherwise it pretty much falls right off the palate, which could be good or bad depending on what you want. But it's watery. It's a little syrupy. It's almost got like a corn syrup kind of thing going on. You get that?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm not really tasting any of that apricot-y scent.
No.
That we were mm-hmm, getting out of it.
A little bit. I get a little bit of the peach, maybe. Not apricot, maybe.
Yeah, I can't.
Peach.
I don't know.
It's not good, though.
Not a fan.
It's not bad. It's honestly like a 2 and a 1. Mm. Or a 1 and a 0. If we can get zeros.
We don't do zeros,
so it's a 2 and a 1 for me. I'm done with this tasting. Very disappointing.
So you want to give A a 1?
Yeah. And I would also give B a 1 if I could, but it has to win, so therefore I'll give it a 2.
I'm going to give a 1 to A as well, because it's
awful.
We already talked about that. Me, I'm a little undecided. Kind of between 2 and 3. You're giving a 2 to me?
Let me give it a fair one more taste.
Let me give it a fair shake. I'm already drinking. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not that terrible.
Yeah. I don't know. I did give 90 minutes a 2.
You did.
So,
you
did. Is this better than 90 minute? Hell no, it's not. So, 2.
Okay.
That's biased as hell. But still, I'm going to give it a 2.
I'm a little interested. I'm going to give it 3.
Okay.
So, A, average of 1, obviously, because we both gave it 1. And B, an average of 2.5. Neither of these, a very good showing.
No.
So
both of these are doo-doo.
So let's go ahead and reveal them. The worst one first. A.
Is it a Pilsner?
A
is it a macro?
A with an overall 1.
Nope, not a macro.
Wheat Monkey Ale by Lakefront Brewing.
Shame on you.
Out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's funny. I didn't know we got Lakefront. That's a first that
apparently
I've ever seen.
Apparently their beers
Lakefront
suck
here.
Monkey cock.
It's not good. It's not good.
Back to the drawing board. If that's a wheat beer, then I have a 12-inch penis.
I will say the most interesting thing about this beer is the label. It's got a picture of a monkey, and the end of the tail is actually a piece of wheat.
That is cool.
So that is kind of cool. The label's
the
cool.
The color of
the
label
cool.
is like cheddar yellow, which is
yeah,
horrible.
It's a gross yellow color. So, Lakefront, you missed on that one. Not so hot.
I'm sorry, Lakefront. Your beer sucks.
That was bad.
Really bad.
I have had their Red Ale, their Fixed Gear, and that was not bad. I also had their East Side. I forget which style that was, but that was not bad either. So this might just be their worst. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
And B with a 2.5, but still not touching Racer 5 by Bear Republic.
I'm very frightened that this is going to be a beer I like.
Scared. It would kind of fit with how things go around here.
We'll see.
All right, well, B with a 2.5 is, Loser Pale Ale by Elysian Brewing.
Wow, we were just talking about them.
Once again, we were talking about a brewery, and then, yeah.
Poof.
One of my buddies had actually told me about this beer. He said this is a very good pale ale. I didn't think too much of it. No. I mean, I gave it a 3, so that's not, like, horrendously bad.
That's a pale
bad.
Ale? That's
I mean, it's not awful, but I've had much better pale ales, which I will say, my favorite pale ale to date, Half Acre's Daisy Cutter. Amazing. But I kind of wouldn't even really call that a pale ale. I think it's more in the line of kind of like an IPA because of how much hops.
What was it? Headwaters? What was that one called?
Victory's Headwater Pale Ale. Headwater Pale Ale?
Yeah. That's up there.
That is a good
That'd
one.
That'd be up there.
That is a very good
for
one.
For me. I had that and I was like, holy hell, this is what pale ale should taste like. It was amazing.
Good stuff. Well, I mean, it's funny because we had a run of great shows where we were getting very tasty beers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come to this and we had one that's really not good and one that's just, So, oh well, everything peters out at some point or another.
Peter.
So, with that, we will leave everyone. Once again, first beer knife fight, very successful.
Yes.
Congratulations to Kyle Norman.
Someone challenge Carlin.
Do it.
This is a call to everyone out there. Please send us a list of your 10 beers. Although the only problem is, you'll see the list.
No, just label it
disclaimer,
for
yes.
Rebecca.
Put a disclaimer.
Label it for Rebecca.
For Rebecca.
I'll forward it to
there
her, and I will never read it. I promise you this.
Yes.
But I am willing to participate in an IPA knife fight with someone.
There you go.
I'll do it.
Or just a... It doesn't have to be style specific.
Yeah,
I guess.
Whatever.
Just something, yeah.
Honestly, you set the parameters of the
there
challenge
you go.
When you're ready.
So just say, for
That's
Rebecca
fine.
In the title, please, so that he knows just to forward it on and not read it, and... After that, it's gloves off.
Yeah.
Bare-fisted.
And the last thing I want to say real quick, everybody, please, if you could, help us out and give us star ratings and reviews on iTunes. It really, really helps so that when people do searches, they find out what's popular. And if we get enough, then we're popular. Yay!
What's the status, speaking of iTunes, what's up with our icon?
The logo.
Logo, yeah.
What's going on here? It's being worked on. I know it's been a little bit slower than anticipated, but it's...
I saw the drawing.
Coming along. Okay. So, rest assured it will be here at some point. As soon as I get it, it will be our new icon for iTunes, and I will get it on the website at some point as well. Yep. And it's going to be awesome.
It better be.
It will be.
The wait is killing me.
Trust me. Until next time, thank you everyone for listening. Go out and have a wonderful beer and challenge someone to a beer knife fight.
Yep, but don't stab anybody.
Bye.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.